Now we begin our day on day six of our octave. Again, Merry Christmas. In our first reading, we heard from St. John the Evangelist and the beauty of his writing and what he was proposing to Jesus' disciples. And I thought it was perfect timing, especially this time of the season. I've said before that how we heard about the Holy Family, and now we are hearing from, "I am writing to you, children, because your sins have been forgiven for his name's sake. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men," again, children, fathers, young men, and the women, "about who and how you should away from these sins and follow with the Lord." That in itself is a very good discernment in our spiritual journey for our conscience, our sins, and how we should go against our sins and go with Jesus. So again, from the second letter of St. John, 12 to 17, kind of an evaluation of our own sins that helps us ourselves, but also with our families, as Jesus Christ, Joseph, and Mary showed us the Holy Family, and how we can continue to look at them and follow them.